time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
John Muir, famed naturalist and one of the founders of Yosemite National Park, once wrote, "Everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to play in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul." Most of us spend a good deal of our lives working for bread by necessity. And I would argue that bringing home the bread is more than finding a job and buying stuff. It is also about serving others, which gives purpose and deep meaning to life. But today, let's talk about beauty, not bread. I recently made a trip inland and then southward, visiting California's Great Central Valley and later attending a funeral in Los Angeles. While the Valley is the nation's breadbasket and LA has lots of jobs, I was eager to return home to the cooler clime and extravagant beauty of Humboldt County. We who dwell in Humboldt are surrounded by some of the finest natural beauty anywhere in the world. Our beaches and lagoons provide coastal beauty. The forests supply not only timber for building houses, but awe and wonder should strike the hiker who ventures into the coastal redwoods, especially the old growth. Though over 90% of the old growth has been cut, thank goodness the remaining old forests are mostly protected. Why should we protect these trees, especially when their commercial value is so high? There are many reasons, but today I'd like to focus on the sheer aesthetic appeal of an ancient forest. Recently, I combined exercise and adventure by riding my mountain bike into the headwaters. I dismounted and ran up to the top, where the loop trail shows off the few remaining giants which were saved about two decades ago. I believe it would have been criminal to cut down those ancient giants. The forest on the way up the hill is impressive, but when you make the effort to climb the loop trail, then turn the corner and suddenly see those ancient giants stretching up toward the heavens, there's more than human knowledge or material for biology there. There's reverence for the soul in the presence of the sacred trees. I'm heartened to see that our civic leaders are finally putting some money into developing trails that will give people access to our coastal and forest beauty. In recent weeks, those of us who live in Cotton have seen some delays as men are working, building a parking lot at the trailhead, providing entry into the McKay Tract. It's worth the delay to know that soon there will be an increased access to nearby forests. Currently, there's some controversy about removing eucalyptus trees to complete the Humboldt Bay Trail. What's a nature lover to do, complete the trail or cut down the trees? I think it's important to remember that these are not indigenous trees. While eucalyptus are good at breaking wind, they also break in the wind. Cutting them down in order to safely increase access to the bay and the coastline that surrounds us is hardly the moral equivalent to cutting down the ancient redwoods. So get out there and enjoy a local trail. To close, there's another quote by John Muir that says, "In every walk with nature, one receives far more than he seeks." This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.